This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, January 2nd of 2022. In our 18th year broadcasting this show. It is currently 6:20 p.m. This is webisode 705.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here,
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2022?
Is it really?
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
What's going on, my man?
Oh, it's been a busy week at the box office.
Yes, it has. Spider-Man's still continuing just to rack up dough.
Holy fuck, the money. My money at Hollywood Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
It's off the fucking charts every day. Let's see, what is it right now? Currently, we've gone up $17 a share today. Every day for the past fucking, like, 12 days.
Yeah.
It's gone up a minimum of $10 a share per day, which, for anybody with no context, suffice it to say that is an unheard of gain for a stock at Hollywood Stock Exchange to go up consistently that many days,
oh, yeah,
that much money. I mean, it started out when the day that Spidey premiered in theaters, my shares were sitting at, if I remember correctly, around $560 a share. We are currently up to $628 a share. Actually, if I remember right, it was around $510 to $520 a share. And we're up to $628 a share currently on an $18 million investment. That investment is now worth $62 million so far. I know. So far. Matter of fact, looking at my numbers here, I mean, that's my Spidey shares are 62 million out of 533 million in my stocks. I mean, that's a considerable amount. A lot of my fortune is sitting in Spider-Man 8 stocks. It's hilarious. I've gone up in just like the past, what, say 2 weeks? In the past 2 weeks, I've jumped from $500 million in value to $533 million in value, which is a huge gain. You know, and that's not to mention my fucking Shang-Chi sequel, Shang-Chi 2 stocks went up for purchase, I guess it was yesterday, at $125 a share. It's already up to $134 a share. So I've already made an additional $1.5 million in profit on that stock.
Dang.
And it's just going to do nothing but fucking go up. You know, that's one of those stocks I'll sit on. The movie probably, I'm betting it won't be out till 2023. I'm betting at the earliest, 2023. So that stock will probably end up around $500 million, somewhere around there at some point in the future when we get closer to the release date. So, yeah, that stock, just like the Spidey stock, that stock is just going to go through the fucking roof, and it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the profit I'll make off of it. My goal is to, before I die, and who knows, I may die before Shang-Chi comes, But before I die, I would really like to hit $1 billion in my portfolio.
Now, can you will your Hollywood Stock Exchange stock to somebody else?
Actually, you know what? I didn't think about that. You know what? I'm probably, I've got a file of passwords here. I've got a document ready, and I keep putting off sending it because I keep changing things and shit. But I've got a document here to send to you that contains my passwords to a lot of shit, like my email, you know, and a bunch of different shit that you need access to for various reasons. I am probably going to include my Hollywood Stock Exchange so you can keep that motherfucker going.
I bequeath you. It'd go great.
Yeah, there you go.
Great.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll last like 2 weeks. Get them busy.
It doesn't take, that's the great thing about Hollywood Stock Exchange, though. It doesn't take much. I log in constantly through the week, but that's just to check the stocks. You don't really need to do that. What I used to do for years, because I've been playing this since 1999, what I did for years was I would log in once a week. I would go check the market calendar and find out what stock was going on sale that Saturday. It's usually a big movie that goes on sale. The stocks go on sale that Saturday. I would figure out what that movie was if I was interested in it. And if I was interested in it, I would either sell off enough stocks or take the money I had and invest in that movie and just sit on it. And just sit on it. I've been sitting on, matter of fact, let's see here. Hold on. I have been sitting on this Spider-Man stock since September of 2019. Okay. I originally bought all this stock in September of 2019 was when it went up on the exchange. So I've been sitting on the stock for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
And it's really just now coming into its own and blowing up and positioning me to make a lot of money off of it. And of course, basically anybody who doesn't know the way it runs, basically the price of a stock is predicated upon what it will make in 4 weeks at the box office. So what it is at the end of 4 weeks, the stock closes and you get whatever it is. So like right now it's at $628 a share. That means they assume it will make $628 million U.S., not worldwide, U.S. at the end of 4 weeks. Well, according to the latest figures, it's made somewhere between $612 and $615 million as of today in American box office.
Yeah.
So we're probably, I'm betting this stock will end up going to, it'll either end up going to or finishing out at around probably $640, maybe $650 a share. Maybe even a little bit more than that. So, you know, that's what the whole prediction thing is all about.
Yeah.
And again, I occasionally mention this through the show. Anybody who's curious what I keep talking about with this Hollywood Stock Exchange, go to hsx.com. It's basically it's fantasy football for movies and TV shows, mainly movies. Yeah. You can go there. You can buy into stocks that are in development, that are greenlit, that are active, and bet on whether those movies are going to be successes or failures. You can short them. You can buy them long, et cetera, et cetera. All that happy horse shit that you do in the stock market. I have learned an amazingly large amount of info about the stock market based on my playing of the Hollywood Stock Exchange. It's a great toy. It's a lot of fun. I've been playing it for 23 years now. Yeah. 1999. I started playing it in 1999. And I, you know, initially they give you, when you start the game, they give you $2 million and you go from there with what, and do with it what you can. Like I say, I've built $2 million into $533 million currently. There are players out there on the board that make me look like a fucking amateur. There are guys out there with over $2 billion portfolios. And like I say, you know, my last goal that I achieved was half a billion. When I hit 500 million, it was kind of like, yes, I'm a god. You know, I hit half a billion fucking dollars. Now, I'm not a god until I hit $1 billion.
Yeah, there you go.
So, we'll see. You know, and I mainly...
So,
I'm kind of special. I mainly buy game and comic-oriented stocks and sequels like Matrix and shit like that. I mainly stick with those kinds of stocks, and I buy in on them early and wait for them to grow. So that's enough of that.
Okay. So then all that being said, yes. What did Spider-Man make this weekend?
This weekend.
They're expecting it to be number one again.
If I'm reading...
I don't think there's anything that came out that would even come close to it.
I think it made around $52 million this weekend, U.S.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, but around $52 million.
Yeah.
It is lifted the global cumulative to $1.37 billion. It is now the 12th highest grossing film of all time worldwide. It racked up $78 million in international box office this weekend for a total offshore.
And it's not out in China yet, is it?
No, it is not in China. It is, quote unquote, as they call it, it is unscheduled in China. It is supposedly going to release there, but they have no release date. It has not been cleared by the Chinese movie authorities and the Chinese censors. So we don't know when it's going to appear. We assume, I would say when or if, the assumption is that it will appear there. We just don't know when, because currently that is the largest box office market in the world. So,
and they're not fans of magic in movies.
They're not big fans of magic, no. They're not big fans of magic.
That's why I'm sure that's why it's being held up.
Probably.
Because there is so much, it's magic, but it's not really.
It's got a lot of magic in it.
Yeah,
it's got a lot.
Yeah, I did like your meme you posted on my page yesterday.
Which one was that?
About the hey, can we just make everybody forget about Mysterio and what he said?
Yes, it did. So
yes, and end credits.
End credits. Somebody posted that in one of the groups I was in, and I just laughed. I sat there and laughed for 10 minutes, going, "You're right. Yep. If he'd said that, there would have been no movie.
Nope."
The movie would have started, it would have ended, it would have been done.
Yep.
And we would have been back to square one. But no, nobody, I was going to say nobody thought to say that. But no, somebody did think to say that. They just realized that again, there was no movie if they did it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no movie at all. So yeah, in a COVID world, it's not even a post-COVID world at this point. In a COVID world, the fact that this thing is busted, what did I say, $1.37 billion, I still have to go, can you imagine what it would have done if COVID had never existed? If COVID had never come about, I cannot even begin to imagine what this movie would be sitting at right now.
Not exactly. It may not be as big.
I don't know. I think it would have been bigger. I think it would. I really do.
Because I'm going to disagree with you because I think that by this point, everybody was looking for that movie to come out that would take them all back to the theater.
Right.
And, people are ignoring everything now. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm going to see this movie.
I'm going to see this movie. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, if the pandemic hadn't happened, we would have had several more, in theater only comic movies.
You might be right.
Would it still have resonated the same way?
Right.
Would it have gotten people out of the house
and
into the theater?
You might be right.
I think the movie would have still, been critically acclaimed. It still would have done well, of course, but would have done this much money.
Yeah. I don't know. Me personally, I think it would have. I think it would have been even higher. I think it would have been even higher. That's just me, though. I don't know. Who knows? I may be totally off base. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God knows.
There's been quite a few movies come out this year.
Yes.
That, you can say because of streaming, or you can say because of this, that, or the other. Didn't perform really well.
Right.
Anybody thought it would.
Yeah. Matrix is a great example. Matrix 4.
Yeah.
Who knows? That movie was to a degree, somewhat highly anticipated. And if it had premiered in theaters only, I'm sure it would have done much better than it's
maybe
doing right now.
I don't know. I think
it would have. You were looking at 26. I think it was 26 million.
Yeah.
Last week worldwide, 13 million this week worldwide. I think those numbers would have been up. I really think they would have.
Maybe.
If it had been theaters only.
The thing is, I'm wondering if it's been too long.
Maybe. Very possible. Though on the other
hand, they made this movie, and, you know, because they announced this movie when?
Oh, God. What was it, about 2 years
still
ago?
During it was still during pandemic.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was like at the edge of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Right about 2019, you know, right around there is when they announced that it was going to happen.
Because the last Matrix movie was when?
Oh, God. I don't even remember, man. What was the first one? Was it 99, 2000?
Something like that.
Somewhere around there, 99, 2000, somewhere right in that range.
Because it was even before Rage Against the Machine got big.
Right, yeah. So what, every 3 years between that? So the last one was probably 2006, maybe 2007.
Yeah, so you're talking around there. 10, 15, well, about 15 years
yeah,
since 15 the last
years
movie.
Since the last one, yeah.
So, well, you and I were basically Matrix people.
Right.
We were, you know, let's go people in their 30s. What's the Matrix?
Yeah, there was a whole generation that had no idea.
Well, they'd watch it on TV.
Right.
Or a streaming service, or maybe a DVD. And they realized the other two sucked.
Right.
You know, and could have been burning the whole thing to begin with.
And of course, you know, there's somebody listening to us right now going, they didn't suck, man. They were awesome. No, you're wrong. They sucked.
The sequel sucked.
I was a huge fan of The Matrix, and they still pretty much sucked. Sorry.
Yeah. The second one was like, then the third one came out, and it was like, oh.
Yeah, the third one was mediocre. The second one was mediocre. The third one was just shit.
Yeah.
It was like, we're not even trying now.
Yeah.
We're just going to shit this out onto the board and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. There were lines, and they were like, you know, when Trinity was saving Neo, like you know, he saved her. It's like, we're like, what, yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many things like, you basically picked up the third one right at the end of the second one.
Right.
But acted like there's been all this massive time in between.
Yeah, and there wasn't.
No. So.
Yeah, I agree. I completely, absolutely agree. Yeah, it was just, yeah. So I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It may have done better. It may not have in a COVID world or a non-COVID world. Who knows? We'll never fucking know now, you know, thanks to Warner HBO's practice of this entire year, putting everything into the turnaround and putting it on the streamer the same day date. By the way, have you heard the latest about HBO Max?
No.
Warner has plans all next year, and this is pissing off a lot of movie companies. Movie theater companies.
Yeah.
Warner is continuing. They have plans, and they have already, what's the word I'm looking for? They have already committed. They have already committed to all of their major releases next year, Batman, Flash, and others, to being in the streaming domain 45 days after release in the theater.
Okay.
So they're barely giving it, what, 7 times 4, 28? They're barely giving it 4 weeks in the theaters, plus a couple of extra before they dump it on the stream. So basically, if you really, like me, you know, if you really are just fucking yearning to see the new Batman or the new Flash with Michael Keaton playing Batman, et cetera, you don't necessarily have to go to a theater. Odds are good that I will go to a theater to see Batman, depending upon which variant of the fucking virus is out at that point. My plan is, yes, I will go see it. But the reality is, if I only have to sit on my hands for 45 days, till I can see it in my home theater, well, fuck it. You know, I may just say fuck it and I'll wait. It's not like, it's not like there's going to be, you know, Spider-Man had spoilers that were definitive spoilers. I can't imagine.
Well, and definitive spoilers to a story you've been following now for 10 plus years.
Oh, yeah, since 2008.
See, that's the thing with those movies.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all connected. So you're
seeing the culmination of an event that's been going on since 2008.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's why Black Widow also didn't do as well.
Right.
I mean, really, it was a standalone story.
Right.
Outside of what was going on.
Right. It wasn't connected to all the puzzle pieces.
No. See, I think the Eternals suffered because nobody cared.
No, nobody cared. No.
Yeah. And what about Shang-Chi? I'm like, well, that was interesting.
It was one of those rare movies that everybody, including me, as anybody who's listening to the show knows, that a lot of people, including me, looked at and went, you know what? This is not going to be a success. American viewers don't give a shit about kung fu flicks, and we don't care about seeing Shang-Chi.
I'm actually going to disagree with you to a certain degree on that one.
Yeah.
I think what killed the Eternals was too many celebrities.
Won't disagree with you. I think it was a combination of too many celebrities and too esoteric a story.
And celebrities nobody cares about you.
Right.
Once you put Angelina Jolie in, you're like, whatever.
And I love Kumail Nanjiani. No, you know.
Yeah.
No, slur. No slur on him. I love Kumail Nanjiani. And I think from what I haven't seen the movie yet, but from what little I have seen so far, I fucking love what he did in the movie. But yeah, Angelina Jolie, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? 20 years ago, I gave a shit. You know, in 2021, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, the guy from Game of Thrones, who cares?
Yeah, no, Kit Harington, whatever.
Not Kit Harington, the other dude.
Oh, who's the other dude? Wait a minute.
the other one that was in Game of Thrones for a bit.
Black.
Shit. Because he was one of the main guys.
Black Knight, that was Kit Harington.
No, hang on. I'm going to go here and look it up.
Wait a minute, now you got me wrong.
I know somebody's yelling at me. Oh, it was this person. I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh, my God, my daughter. You should start Duolingo. It's a good smoking distraction. I love my daughter to the sun and the moon and beyond, but if she only understood, she's only 27 now. She's only 27 years old. She doesn't understand the meaning of true addiction. She doesn't really understand addiction. She's never had a heroin habit. Thank God. She's never had a nicotine habit. She doesn't understand.
Yeah, Richardson Madden, who was Rob Stark.
I thought that was Kit Harington.
No, that's Rob Stark you're thinking of. Kit Harington is in it, but he's not until he's one of the normal people in it.
I thought he played an Eternal.
No.
What the fuck have I been smoking? Wait a minute.
Harrington played in the movie.
Now wait.
I've not seen it yet, so I could be wrong. Oh shit!
Now you got me looking it up. Damn it! Eternals. Because Kit Harrington supposedly played Black Knight.
Yeah, he's Dane Whitman.
Yeah, he's the Black Knight. He's one of the Eternals.
But he's not, you know.
He's an Eternal. Dane Whitman.
Why didn't you help fight Thanos or any war or any of the terrible things? He was outside the Eternals.
Wait a minute. Richard Madden.
They look very similar.
He played Rob Stark.
I will not.
Okay, he played Rob Stark, but Kit Harington played the other Stark.
Yeah. No, he was the bastard.
Yeah, the bastard son, exactly.
Yeah. But he's not one of the main Eternals.
I could have sworn he was.
Did you watch the movie?
No, I still haven't watched
it. Okay, well, there you go. See?
No, I still haven't. No.
I haven't either.
I'm waiting for, wait a minute, what is it?
No. Kit Harington, Rob Stark's the main guy, is a main guy.
Okay.
Kit Harington is not.
Okay, well, I'm going to trust you then. All right. It's a week from Wednesday. that we can actually watch it and see. It premieres on Disney Plus on Wednesday, January 12th. And I will be, I don't know, I might not be, how long is it? Let's see, what's the time length on it? What's the time length? 2 hours, 36 minutes. No, I will not probably be watching it on until a Wednesday night. Yeah, I won't be watching it until Friday. Yeah.
Well, that and Wednesdays are now for Boba Fett. So.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes, Wednesdays are for Boba Fett. And we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
So I am looking forward to seeing Eternals. It is, regardless of whether it ties in heavily or regardless of whether they ever go back to this material because it was not a huge success, I still want to see it because it is a part of Phase 4, whether we like it or not.
And, you know, possibly as the introduction of a Blade.
Right, because Blade makes a vocal appearance. It, you know, if it was a comic book, it would technically be considered the first cameo of Blade.
Yeah.
Much as Hulk 180 is the first cameo appearance of Wolverine, yet Hulk 181 is the first actual appearance of Wolverine and the one that gets the most money. So,
yeah.
It's one of those situations. Yeah, he appears vocally, but he doesn't give us an on-screen appearance. So, who knows? No. So, yeah, I am excited about seeing it. I do want to see it, and I hold out hopes that it is a very interesting movie, but I also am realistic, and I realize that it's probably – I'm not going to go so far as to say it's probably a piece of shit. I'll go so far as to say it's probably going to be less interesting than anything that's been released before in Phase 1, 2, or 3.
Well, I think what also – you're really talking about is the fact that movie wasn't really anticipated by anybody.
No.
Nobody really cared.
No.
It wasn't any characters anybody knows.
Nope.
I mean, like I say, Shang-Chi, whatever. Again, it was just like, this is these supernatural people that have been here for a while.
Right.
Where Shang-Chi looks like, hey, it's just a dude. And then you go, oh, the Mandarin's in it. What?
Yeah.
There were things in there that goes, oh, hang on.
Yeah, hold on. This ties into the comics. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, then, Wong's in it? Yeah, Abomination's in it?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, all those things that came out. Ooh, I gotta see this.
Yeah, those were big hooks. Big hooks to get you into the whole thing.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, now you go.
Once they put the Abomination in that, I know people were like, whoa, I gotta go see this.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
That's the first time we've seen Abomination, and it's still...
Because you're tying it back into the Hulk.
Oh, yeah, but it's also still Tim Roth.
Right, right.
You know, is it Tim Roth?
Yeah, Tim Roth.
Yeah. So, okay.
And who doesn't love Tim Roth?
Exactly. So it's like, okay, well, we got to see this.
Yeah, exactly. Totally agree.
Yeah.
And supposedly, we're getting more Tim Roth in the future. Rumor is that we'll get Tim Roth in...
I mean, She-Hulk.
The She-Hulk series, right.
Yeah.
Rumor is that we'll get him there. And, I'm all about Tim Roth as the Abomination. I think that was the one character out of those two incredible Hulk movies that just made me go, fuck yeah. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one character that made me go, this is cool. I can pretty much, as does Marvel, I can pretty much ignore the Eric Bana version of the Hulk.
Oh yeah, that's even not even considered part of it.
Right, but the Burns, or what's his name? Ed Burns? No.
Ed Norton.
Ed Norton. But the Norton version of Hulk is considered a part of the MCU.
It has to be, because it was like the second set movie. Robert Downey Jr. appeared at the end.
Exactly, yes. That's where the appearance comes in post-credits. And I do consider that a part of the MCU. And that did make me go, well, maybe at some future point, we'll get to see the Abomination. I didn't figure we would ever actually get to see the Abomination, but apparently we will.
And we also, you got to figure, okay, Thunderbolt Ross was also in that.
God, I hope so.
No.
I mean, I hope you see him again.
But he's been in other Marvel movies.
Right.
He's shown up.
I hold out hopes that he shows up at some point as Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Because he eventually became Red Hulk in the comics.
Yeah. Do you need help, honey?
So I'm looking forward to that. I heard the crutches, didn't I?
Yeah, the wife. Yeah, the wife was hobbling through.
Diaper. I'm getting a little pee.
Oh, that's some depends.
That's the dude. No joke. Barb will kick my ass if she hears me say this. But Barb actually told me, I was going to say it was like the it was like second or third night of her foot injury. She actually did make the comment. She goes, "You know what? I'm sorry, but I may have to invest in Depends because this getting up and down constantly through the night is really wearing on me hard." Because every time she'd get up, again, we don't know if Terry's going to have to go through this, but every time she got up, she had to put that boot back on, hobble down the hallway, then come back to the bed and take the boot back off. She was, you know, and the doctor, one of the big things from the doctor was drink lots of fluids. Drink lots of fluids, drink lots of water. So Barb was religious about constantly drinking water. Yeah. So, of course, like I say, she was constantly peeing. So, boy, I feel bad for Terry.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, it's getting into this whole thing. So we'll kind of see how it goes from there.
That sucks.
Yeah, my wife broke her foot yesterday. And she's an old temporary thing right now. Well, hopefully be able to get into a orthopedic surgeon, doctor, whatever, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm betting they put her in a boot.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't, you know, again, it's a Sunday, so we really can't call any doctors and try to get in.
Oh.
So we'll find out tomorrow.
Plus, the boot is a lot easier when it comes to things like showers and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because you can take it off and put it back on and all that shit.
Yeah.
The funny part was, and again, she'd kick my ass if she heard me saying this. But the funny part was, Barb would get out. I'd help her in the shower, and she'd, you know, be in miserable pain and be yelling the whole time. She'd get out of the shower, and she'd get the boot back on, and then she'd realize she had forgotten to put on her underwear.
Oh, no.
So she had to take the boot back off, put the underwear on, then put the boot back on. And then, of course, you end up, she, at that point, you know, she'd get everything ready and get her hair done and everything else. And she'd come back out into the room, and she'd have to take the boot off again to put her pants on for work and put the boot back on. So, yeah, the boot is horrible. But it's still better than a cast.
Oh, yeah.
But the boot is agonizing.
And the good thing is, you know, for showers like that, we've got the walk-in shower. So she won't have to really suffer too bad for that.
Oh, lucky Terry.
Yeah.
We had to deal with a, we don't have the walk-in shower.
The tub shower.
Yeah, we got the tub shower. And man, that thing, you know, even going beyond the whole Barb foot thing, that thing is hell on me.
Oh, yeah.
With my problems and getting in and out of showers, I get scared every day that I'm going to fall down trying to shake off the water as I get out of the shower. I would kill for a walk-in shower.
Well, luck we have that. So if it's, hopefully if she's only in a boot, then that'll be good.
That'll be a good thing. That'll be good. So where were we? Let's see. Eternals. We're pretty much wrapped up there.
Yeah, we're pretty much wrapped up with the Eternals. Pretty much wrapped up. You know, it's there. We'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll see it. I won't go so far as to say I'm excited about it. I will go so far as to say I'm very interested in it. I'm very interested in seeing what the Eternals has to present to me as a Marvel movie.
Because you'll be walking in with so low expectations.
I will. As a matter of fact, I am not a Marvel reader. I'm a big DC person. I have read a lot of Marvel for a DC person. So a lot of the stuff that's happened in the past 25 movies now, I've been at least somewhat familiar with. But the Eternals, I have one exposure to the Eternals, and that was a book that Neil Gaiman wrote, I don't know, it was about 15 years ago that I read, that kind of was a kind of an introduction to the Eternals. But it wasn't enough to really keep my interest enough to keep reading about the Eternals.
Yeah.
So basically, I'll be as you, I'm sure, will be to a large degree going in blind.
Yeah.
Don't know a lot about the history, et cetera, et cetera. No.
You know, I'm. It's kind of like if they hadn't wasted Inhumans.
Right.
That's probably what we would have had.
Okay. There you go.
You know, they wasted the Inhumans on a TV series.
Right.
That was really bad.
The Inhumans would have been, I think, better than the Eternals as a movie, et cetera, for the Marvel Universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would have been better.
It's a TV series that didn't do it.
No. I mean, it was good. I loved
it. I never even watched it.
See, I loved the Inhumans section of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm talking about the actual TV show, though.
Right.
Inhumans, which I never watched.
Oh, you're talking about the Inhumans show.
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that either.
See, I think that was what was wasted.
That's the one.
Yeah, you could remember Inhumans was supposed to be a movie.
Right, right.
And then they were, you know, for whatever reason, put it as a TV show.
Right. That was the one part of the Marvel Universe I didn't watch. That was the one thing I never saw. So. I think Charlie went to help Terry.
Sorry, no, yeah. No, yeah.
Oh, you're fine.
She was asking for a napkin.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
I thought we needed a pause, but nope, we didn't.
Okay.
She just needs a napkin.
By the way, just a side, one last side FYI about Spider-Man. It is still currently making, this past week, Monday it made 24 mil, Tuesday 21, Wednesday 20, Thursday 20 mil. So it's still making around 20 mil a day during the weekdays.
Well, a lot of people are out of school.
Yep, right.
A lot of people are off work.
Yep.
At least we have news next week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see. I'll be checking boxofficemojo.com every day.
That, and I'm also wondering what gets closed down.
True.
I think we are getting close to that again.
Yeah.
At least in certain areas.
I think you're right. It's Omicron's getting bad, and you're seeing a lot of things shut down.
You're seeing a lot of infections.
Right.
But
big numbers.
Big numbers in the infection side. Deaths, I don't think, have gone really skyrocketed, have they?
No, they haven't. As a matter of fact, and that's if you read the news, depending
that's
on
the
where
encouraging
you read,
part.
Yeah, that's the encouraging part. Is if you read the news, depending on where you read the news, the numbers basically say, yes, there are a lot more infections, but no, Omicron is much less damaging, shall we say, to the lungs and the body, etc. Yeah. When you compare it to Delta and the original variant itself. So the articles I'm seeing are saying, yeah, it's out there more, it's infecting more people, but it's not nearly as bad. It's more like a bad flu.
Yeah.
And if you've been vaccinated, they're saying it's more like a medium cold.
Yeah.
You know, it's varying degrees. I saw one article today that said if you've been vaxxed three times, it's like a medium cold. If you've been vaxxed two times, it's like a pretty harsh cold. If you've only been vaccinated once, it's more like a flu.
Yeah.
So, again, it's kind of, again, depending on what you read, you know, it's a varying kind of thing. You know, it's so.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've all been vaxxed three times. Some of you haven't, I know.
or just immune to it.
Or immune to it. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe, natural immunity.
Maybe you're one of those lucky people who are just immune to the motherfucker.
Again, we won't know about that until years later.
No, exactly.
Who has
we won't know about
immunity.
That for many years. Yeah.
Nobody wants to look at that.
Who knows? Who fucking knows?
We can't make any money off immunities.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's got immunities.
So moving on to the Book of Boba Fett's.
Yes, that started this week. Wait, before we get into that, though.
Okay.
Stay in the Marvel vein. You have not finished up Hawkeye yet.
I have not finished Hawkeye.
I have. And wow.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's such a... You just don't expect that out of the finale.
Right.
I mean, it completely nails it.
I'm hearing that from so many people on so many fronts.
And I think it's more because you know the bad guy.
Right.
Again, you go back to WandaVision, we're not really familiar with that villain.
Yeah.
Falcon Winter Soldier, not even familiar with the villain at all.
Right.
This one, you actually are familiar with the villain. You know who it is.
Yeah.
And boy, it does not disappoint.
Yeah. And have you heard about the
post-credit scene that they didn't do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It basically shows him still alive.
So if you haven't seen Hawkeye yet, turn the dial to volume down for about the next 30 seconds.
Well, chances are you've already been spoiled.
You've probably already been spoiled
at this point, yeah.
So yeah, the supposed scene that was never filmed was apparently in the episode. Fisk, Kingpin gets shot in the face, and you assume he dies, but then the post credit scene that was supposed to be filmed, you find out he lived through it.
Yeah.
So yes, the Kingpin will be back. We just don't know how, and we just don't know where. I'm betting in Echo.
Possibly.
I'm betting in Echo, the next series. Or possibly. One of the next
series. Then again, series. No, I mean, they've actually said he could be sticking around to be a bigger part in all of this.
Could be. He may show up in the movies. Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, you know. Who thought they would take Hawkeye, a big screen character, and make him a small screen star?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure... I have no doubts that at some point Hawkeye's going to show back up in the Marvel Cinematic Universe in theaters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have great faith in that fact. So, you know, well, who's to say they're not going to take him from the big screen to the small screen to the big screen?
Oh, I have a feeling we'll get season 2 of Hawkeye.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That'd be good.
Because Kate Bishop's nowhere near ready to take over.
Okay.
That's the thing. If you watch the series... Even at the end, you know she's not ready to take over yet.
I got to finish that. I've got to finish it.
Now, you get the sense, though, that he will keep coaching her.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that could be good. That could be good.
Yeah. No, it was very good. Yeah, again, you know, I've got no complaints with that. But now we're on to the new Wednesday night thing on Disney Plus, The Book of Boba Fett.
The Book of Boba Fett.
And I'm taking it you liked it?
Fucking loved it.
Because you were pissed that night. It's only 30 minutes. What the fuck?
I was pissed as shit. Because I'll be honest with you. Here's the way it went. I watched the Book of Boba Fett. I got to the end and was like, I am completely full on Woody. Holy shit. This was awesome. But then I looked at the timer and I went, wait a minute. It was only 38 minutes? What the fuck is this bullshit? And I was pissed off because it was not an hour-long episode. It hit me at that point. I went, oh, fuck, this is a 30-minute episode series. And
well,
I got,
you were hitting me up. You said, an hour. I'm like, no, the rest, the Mandalorian was a half hour.
I don't remember the Mando being a half hour.
Yeah.
I could have screenshot of all the it was an hour.
And you're like, what?
Damn it. I could have sworn Mando was an hour. But yeah, I was, you know, I was kind of hurt that it was, you know, a half an hour ep. But again, they managed to pack a shitload of stuff in that half hour. I mean, that was a rollicking, as they say, fucking episode.
Oh, yeah.
I was totally entertained.
Have we heard anything about streaming numbers of it for it yet? Or have
no.
We heard, you know?
I have not heard streaming numbers or anything. I have not heard a word. And Disney historically does not like to release those numbers, so we'll probably never know what those numbers are. The only way we'll know is if it gets a second season.
Yeah.
That's the only way we'll ever know.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to get a second season. I saw way too much activity online before it.
I would think so. Now, on the other hand, I did see some, they probably don't fall under the true definition of clickbait, but I considered them clickbait. I saw quite a few articles about, fuck Disney, Boba Fett sucked because they introed Boba Fett's survival in the Sarlacc pit just like Patton Oswalt imagined it. Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that it sucked? Are you saying you're pissed off because Patton Oswalt came up with the idea first?
Yeah.
Which of these two concepts is pissing you off? Because Patton Oswalt's... have you ever seen Patton Oswalt's diatribe on Parks and Recreation?
Yes, but it's been a long time.
You owe it to yourself to sit down and watch... It's like 8-9 minutes long. You owe it to yourself to sit down and rewatch it and refresh yourself with what he goes through. But because he ties together Star Wars, X-Men, and the Avengers. He ties together all three of those universes in that one story. And it's fucking art. Yeah. It is pure fucking art what he does with his speech. But he dead on nails the whole Boba Fett thing. And yeah, it's beautiful. And I don't give a fuck if Patton Oswalt came up with it or not, or if they ripped it off or not. It was a brilliant fucking escape from the Sarlacc pit. Yeah, it wasn't anything special like, oh, I planted a bomb here and timed it for this.
Oh, yeah.
No. He took oxygen from a stormtrooper. He kept himself alive. He used a flamethrower to blow himself out of the fucking thing. He crawled up through the sand and got his way out.
Yeah.
Just as logical as any other fucking explanation for escaping from the Sarlacc pit as
and
I could imagine.
And what you would expect out of a Boba Fett character.
Exactly what I would expect.
You know. You don't expect him to have some easy way.
No. It's good.
That just wouldn't be, you know, Boba Fett was just, you know, he's a mercenary.
No. And anybody who thinks that was an easy way.
He's a bounty hunter. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't an easy way. And it took a lot of effort, et cetera, et cetera. And it was a great fucking way to have him escape the pit. It was, you know, I won't go so far as to say, oh, it was brilliant. But no, it was masterfully done. And it was pulled off very well on the screen. And I enjoyed the living shit out of it.
But how else would he have gotten out?
Exactly. How else? I mean, what did you expect? For him to blow up the Sarlacc from inside it or something? No, he just burned his way out. What the fuck? What the fuck were you looking for?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was like. That's the only way he could have gotten out.
Exactly. It's the only logical way. You know, these people that are bitching online, I go, what? What is it exactly? And none of them have an answer. You know, I go, what exactly was it you were looking for? And nobody has a fucking answer.
There were no, you know, transporters, anything like that in Star Wars.
No, there was none of that shit.
No. So he could have gotten transported out or whisked away or anything else. He had to crawl out somehow.
Exactly. He had to dig his fucking way out.
Yeah.
Makes perfect fucking sense. Yeah, again, once again, you know, all these fucking... It's kind of an ugly way to refer to him, but all these pansy ass fucking Star Wars fucking anal retentive fucks, you know, oh, I don't think it was cool the way they did that. Oh, fuck you. I don't know what you're fucking looking for, but
yeah,
I can't imagine what it exactly is.
What they expect, Force Leia?
Yeah, exactly. What do you want to fly through the air like a Disney princess? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck was it you were looking for? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, idiots.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a brilliantly done episode. The other complaint I heard, and this one makes me laugh even harder. The other complaint I heard, and this was in two or three different articles. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that the other three or four articles copied off of the first guy. Like you copy off the guy next to you his paper in high school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they all copied each other. But the big complaint was, and this kills me, the big complaint was, why does Boba Fett keep taking off his helmet? He's a Mandalorian. He shouldn't take off his helmet. It is the way. Okay, I thought we'd already established Boba Fett is not a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He's a fucking bounty hunter who wears Mandalorian armor. What part of this did you not fucking catch? From the various and sundry series we've seen since the fucking movies. What part of this did you not latch on to? He's not a Mando. He wears Mando armor, but he's not a Mando. He's a fucking bounty hunter.
Yeah.
This whole, he doesn't wear the helmet constantly. What the fuck? Why would he show his face and show his weakness? Why is his face a weakness? I don't know. If I came up against somebody that looked like Tamara Morrison in a fucking alleyway, I'd shit myself.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a scary-looking motherfucker. Sorry, that's just the way it is. He's a scary-looking motherfucker.
But, yeah, so we both agree. Boba Fett. Now, who do you think is the... I'm thinking... that that has to be a little girl. That's the Sam person.
That was
the Tuscan Raider.
That was my thought. That me and Barb both made comments about the fact that it was a female character.
Yeah, we're wondering if it, I was saying, is that going to be how him and what's her face got together, or
could be
because we don't know what. What sand people look underneath all the
no,
stuff.
We've never seen what a sand person looks like.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that the assassins that came after him.
Yeah.
Who were they? You know, and I've read all these dissections online about the fact that judging by the clothing they were wearing, red outfits with black, et cetera, et cetera, everybody's saying it's the Crimson Dawn, which of course is the organization that comes from the Han Solo movie with Emilia Clarke, who played Daenerys in Game of Thrones, that she was Kira, the leader, quote-unquote, besides Darth Maul, but the visible leader of the Crimson Dawn, the underground criminal organization at the end of Solo, where we saw Darth Maul for a moment. So everybody is supposing that those outfits represent that it is Crimson Dawn, and that Crimson Dawn will be the main big bad.
Protagonist?
Yeah, main protagonist in the Boba Fett series.
Okay.
Which I could see. I could see that easily.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Han Solo movie?
Not all the way through.
Okay. You need to see that just to see the ending. All you really need... Actually, you know what? You can skip the entire movie. Just go to the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Go to the last 10 minutes because that's all you really need to see is the reappearance of Darth Maul and the introduction of Kira, the leader of, quote-unquote, the leader of Crimson Dawn.
Okay.
With Darth Maul providing string pulling of puppets behind the scenes. That's all you really need to see that entire movie. And that'll give you the moment right there where you go, okay, Crimson Dawn, I could see it, you know.
Yeah.
So I think they're right. I think people who are supposing that are right. I think that will be the big bad for the Book of Boba Fett series. I think that's going to be the one, which will be interesting because Boba Fett takes place like. What is it, like 5 years after the series?
Five, six years after the series.
So it'll be taking place like 10, 20 years past the end of the Solo movie.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if they age Kira, Emilia Clarke.
Or if she's in it.
Or if she's even in it. Yeah, who knows? Maybe it'll be a different character. Who knows? I think they'd be really missing an opportunity by not having her as the leader of the Crimson Dawn. But who knows?
I think there's some people wishing that Solo is not part canon.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And there's also the fact that apparently, I did not know this until I read it earlier today, apparently Darth Maul was taken out of the picture permanently by Kenobi somewhere in... What was it, Clone Wars? Somewhere in the Clone Wars series, he was supposedly taken out permanently. And that would have, that series predates for A New Hope.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. If they actually keep that as canon and permanently shit can Darth Maul, I will be disappointed. Because I would prefer seeing Darth Maul come up at some point as the underworld leader of Crimson Dawn during this series. But fuck, who knows? It is such a... Star Wars canon is such a jumbled fucking mess.
Oh, yeah. The books used to be canon. No, they're not.
And now they're not, yeah. And of course, now they're jumping back and they're relying on the Legends line of Star Wars, which once again, like you said, is not considered canon now, but was considered canon then. They're apparently jumping back for like Ahsoka and characters like that. They're jumping back to that Legends line and using things from that series or from that line of books and movies.
And Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Exactly, Thrawn, all that shit. So it'll be interesting to see how they justify and reuse or don't reuse all that shit.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see. I'm very expectant on what is to come in the Book of Boba Fett series. So far, though, like we both said, the first episode kicked ass.
Oh yeah, and it easily kicked ass.
Yeah,
it was easy to watch, and you kind of sit back and go, "Wow, that," because that's the thing versus Mandalorian, which felt longer.
Yeah,
which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
That's a good thing.
Well, I mean, no, it felt longer, but is it because they crammed so much in there, or it didn't move as fast as, let's say, Boba Fett?
Right.
Because Boba Fett moved so fast, like, whoa, that was half out. What?
Yeah, exactly.
At the end, like, wait a second.
Yeah, it did. It moved very fast. Moved very fast.
You know, it was like once he came out of the sleep pit, and even when he went back in the dream sequence, it moved.
Right.
You know, you were interested in that story. You wanted to know what happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, versus parts of The Mandalorian, you're like, I can sleep through this because I don't really care.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to Wednesday night. Very like, much
get back looking to, forward. Get back to Baby Yoda.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we know Yoda's got to tie back in. Baby Yoda's got to tie back in at some point.
Yeah.
But where, you know? And does this mean we're going to see Luke again or what? Or, yeah, you know, who fucking knows?
Now, who was the guest?
Robert Rodriguez.
No, there's another one. In voice. Oh, Matt Berry.
Oh, that's right. You know what? You want to hear the funny part? Barb sat there. This is funny. Barb sat there the entire time. He wasn't a protocol droid. He was just a droid.
Yeah.
Because they made the comment about we need a protocol droid.
Yeah.
That entire time that he's sitting there talking, Barb's sitting there going, we should know who this is. God damn it, who is that? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't recognize his voice at all. And she, the whole time, she sat there and railed me on...
Yeah.
You should know this voice. You, of all people, should know this voice. Who in the fuck is it? And it wasn't until the end credits where I went, fucking Matt Berry. That's who the voice was.
Like, I saw Matt Berry in the credits. Like, who the fuck was that?
Yep.
And I look, oh, you know the voice. Okay.
Fucking Laszlo from What We Do in the Shadows. Yeah. I that blew my mind. I was like, son of a bitch. As soon as I saw it on screen, I went, oh, okay. I get it. That was him. I recognize him now. But until that moment, I didn't recognize him. I also didn't recognize the Robert Rodriguez appearance. I knew that Robert Rodriguez directed the episode.
Yeah.
And was listed as an executive producer on the series. I did not recognize him in the part he played. And to be honest...
I don't either.
No, to be honest... Nobody would have. He was one of the lizard people. He did not even look remotely like Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He did not even remotely look. And anybody who's not familiar with Robert Rodriguez, fucking go look him up. El Mariachi, Desperado, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, From Dusk to Dawn, Spy Kids, Spy Kids 2, Spy Kids 3,
Sin City.
Sin City, Planet Terror, part of Grindhouse. I mean, the list goes on.
I mean, what's he mainly been doing lately?
Not really a fuckload.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Machete in Space, because supposedly, you know, we had Machete and Machete Kills again.
Yeah.
But we've never had the third movie in the series, which was predicted in Machete Kills, the second movie, which was supposed to be Machete in Space.
Yeah.
But we've never, once again, we've never seen that movie, and we don't know if it'll ever really actually happen. Fucking Danny Trejo is, I'm not even going to ask Alexa. I think Trejo is like fucking 72, 73 now. We're getting to the point where if you don't go ahead and make the movie, he's never going to be able to make the movie. So you need to do it.
Then you have Harrison Ford.
That's yes.
So
doing movies at, what is it, 75 now? Doing an Indiana Jones. I think, Alexa, how old is Harrison Ford? So I'm sorry. 79.
Yeah.
He's doing an indie movie at 79. So Danny Trejo looks a fuck of a lot better than Harrison Ford does at 79. And Alexa, how old is Danny Trejo?
Danny Trejo is 77 years old.
Oh, shit. Danny's 77. I didn't realize that. I thought Danny was like 72, 73. So Danny's 77. But fuck it. You know, if like, you know, like you say, if Harrison can be doing Indiana Jones at 79, fucking Danny can be doing Machete at 77 fucking easily.
Yeah, because they have it up on IMDb.
Did they? Okay.
Machete Kills in Space.
That's the one I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
Damn it, make that happen.
It says in pre-production. Machete. I was looking up what he's been into. I guess he's been doing some TV stuff. El Rey Nation.
Yeah, on the All-Ray channel, right. I think he appeared in
the Dusk to Dawn TV series.
Right, he did the From Dusk to Dawn TV series, right.
Spy Kids, Mission Critical.
Right.
He produced Ugly Dolls.
Yeah. Fucking bring back Machete, man.
Yeah.
That was a great series. Anybody who has not seen Machete and Machete Kills Again, fucking see them. They're such great fucking movies. So much fun.
Okay, so everything he's doing is Zorro TV series.
I didn't know about that one. That's cool.
It was announced in 2021, so okay. I don't know.
Well, that'd be cool.
Did not come out in 2021, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, it ain't here yet. God knows.
He's doing the Book of Boba Fett. I'm looking at the director stuff.
Oh, I want to see Trejo in Book of Boba Fett.
Is he showing up in it?
I don't know, but I'd love him to. I'd love it.
He already directed one episode of The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So, Attila Battle Angel, I guess, was the last thing he did.
Oh, okay. I still have not seen that.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'll get around to it.
He directed 7 episodes of From Dusk Till Dawn, this TV series.
Right. I knew about that.
Yeah. A TV series called Matador.
Don't know about that.
Yeah, then Sin City Aim to Kill For.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
God love Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Demands of God. All right. Well, I think
we're about the end, yeah.
Yeah, we're about at the end.
See if there's anything else to get into. No, I think we're about the end, man.
I got to piss like a bitch anyway.
All right. Well, we are done, so have yourselves an excellent week. We'll be back hopefully next week, and we will catch you then. If you want to donate to the show, you can through the PayPal donation link or through the website link, whatever. Doesn't matter. Most of you won't anyway. So
there you go.
You want to leave us a review, which most of you won't do anyway. You're free to do so or not. It's free country. All right, so until next week, have yourselves go, and we'll see you later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable. It's...
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.